Chapter 1 of Rookie Warrior and Apprentice Priestess. The cheap blade cut through the miasma with a whish, and a giant rat, fat and round, came flying at them.
Yikes!
Its wide, dirty front teeth were sharp, its malodorous breath summoning images of their untimely demise. Overwhelmed, he stumbled backward, batting at the creature with his well-used round shield.
Kill it.
The rat fell to the ground with a cry, but it quickly scrambled up again. No damage. Rookie Warrior shook out his left arm, which had gone numb from the impact despite the shield, and tried again to regain his footing.
Come on, why didn't you hit it back?
My whole arm hurts!
Behind him, Apprentice Priestess admonished him with her strident nasal voice. She held a combined sword and scale in one hand, and a lantern in the other while frowning deeply. The sewers reeked with a rotten stench that threatened to turn his stomach. Even keeping his nose blocked didn't help. The slick footing, wastewater flowing nearby. Giant rats with a bite that threatened much worse than simple pain. The vermin that writhed everywhere. All of this was no different from normal, but it still put Rookie Warrior on the verge of tears.
One day down here, one gold coin in your pocket, they say.
That was if you met your quota.
And that was an important source of income for making a living. Still, shouldn't adventurers at least be dealing with goblins or something?
Watch out, dummy! Here it comes!
His friend's shout brought his attention back, and he heaved a great thrust with his sword, not even looking where he aimed.
Gary!
He pierced fur and flesh and sinewy heart. The sensation was unpleasant. It was accompanied by a gush of warm liquid that spattered across the boy's face. He leaned against the thrashing hunk of meat and cried out. When he shoved the rat off his sword, it fell, still twitching, to the ground. The black pool of blood at his feet seeped across the ground, soaking his boots.
Hey, are you all right? It didn't bite you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Apprentice Priestess put on her best show of nonchalance, but even so, she hurried to Rookie Warrior's side. Heedless of her white robes, she wiped at the blood on his cheek, and some smeared her fingers.
It didn't get in your eyes, did it? What about your mouth?
A little.
What were you doing? Gosh.
With an exasperated mutter, she took an antidote out of the bag of items she was carrying. Rookie Warrior was spitting out blood and washing his mouth with the canteen. He downed the bitter antidote gratefully. Both of them were still porcelain rank. For them, the cure miracle for healing poison was as much a dream as full plate armor or a suit of mail. Still, they could not be underestimated, as the former monster, now an inert lump on the floor, could attest. The rat had been busy with something, a corpse clad in rags. The figure's empty eye sockets and ruined cheekbones suggested a vagrant, but around its gnawed-out throat hung a level tag. Apprentice Priestess took the porcelain-colored tag, wrapped it gently in a handkerchief, and put it in her bag. The unfortunate girl, they knew she was a girl, for the tag identified her as such, had not been wearing any armor. She had gone down into the sewers with nothing but her clothes and a stick, and the rats, most likely, had eaten her. Rookie Warrior said.
They're back.
Don't sound so unhappy. This is our job, isn't it?
Perhaps it was the smell of its kin that drew it, or simply the smell of spilt blood, but another rat had appeared from the sewer depths. The creature was bigger than an infant child, its shadow wavering in the lantern light.
We need the ear to prove we killed it, said Apprentice Priestess. Quick, cut it off before it gets chewed on.
The ear? Me?
Just do it!
You could act just a little more concerned for me, you know.
Even as he muttered, the boy grabbed the hilt of his sword, still stuck in the rat's carcass, and gave it a tug.
Huh?
It wouldn't come out. No matter how hard he pulled.